Now, the one thing you will always hear on the show is entrepreneurship, small enterprise development. As a matter of fact, we're going to be chatting to the MEC for Economic Development after 7 this morning, David Maynier. And the reason that chat's going to happen is because we talk about gangsterism, we talk about our coastal communities, and we had the Premier on, but what's happening from an economic development point of view to create an environment where businesses can flourish in those particular areas, where we can create alternatives to young people in those particular areas. But I want to, before we get there, I want to share the story of Dumisani Tlakula with you. Now, big business can play a role in helping smaller businesses get a leg up, and there are lots of big businesses who go about doing it, some of them more successful than others. And you know, when it works, it's great to see some of those stories. But when businesses seem to pull a fast one over small businesses, and those small businesses suffer as a result, then that's something we need to take the cudgels up for. And I really think we need to fight on behalf of these small businesses as a show, for example. Now, I'm not going to tell you his story directly. As a matter of fact, Dumisani Tlakula, thank you very much, small business owner. Thank you for joining us on the show this morning. So I'm simply going to ask you to share your story with us.
Oh, okay, thank you. Morning, Kino.
Morning, sir.
Basically, in 2014, we received an opportunity from Philips South Africa in connection with a project that they're running, which was in line with their BEE empowerment.
Right.
And basically, we were given an opportunity to manufacture, to be part of their manufacturers in a cook stove product that they were making. So obviously, we decided to take up the opportunity because we felt it's obviously a very large company. And we ended up getting introduced to Philips' partner in the project, who were a supplier for Philips, and we started manufacturing.
Just hurry up, before you continue, you said, what type of product did you put together? So this opportunity was presented. What exactly was the product?
It was a cook stove, a Philips cook stove, and we were basically cutting tiles that fitted into the stove, insulation tiles that fitted into the stove. So in essence, what took place was we ended up signing a contract with Giflo, which was introduced to us by Philips, who Philips was using to do the majority of the manufacturing on the stove. And we started manufacturing, and everything went well. And we would receive payments from Giflo, but as time went on, there were difficulties that Giflo was experiencing, which resulted in them having to use their sister company, which is Jetmaster, the guys that make fireplaces,
yes,
in essence. And during that time, we also went through some changes in our company and changed names and so on, but we informed Philips and Jetmaster. But we received payment, everything went on as usual.
Yeah.
Philips ended up supplying us. It was basically a brick that they would supply that we had to cut that used to fit into these stoves. Well, as time went on, we produced, but we stopped receiving supply of these bricks from Philips. We contacted them to say that, look, obviously we've got staff members and we've made commitments.
Right.
But it was actually a two-year project to supply 120,000 units, and Philips said, look, they're going to try and look into it, but in essence, we got only one delivery, and we're only able to deliver a fraction of this contract.
But you would have invested in that business, because to be able to deliver at that scale, you'd need to scale up, you'd need to get more people in your business in order to deliver to that demand, right? So you, I would imagine, would have gone to get loans, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly. In terms of, well, we got machines, we got staff, we signed lease agreements.
Yep.
And, well, subsequently, eventually what happened was I got it from a good source that the the project wasn't making money. Philips decided to can it. They paid out Jetmaster.
Yeah.
And basically, yeah, walked away from everything. We tried to contact Philips and ended up in litigation with them, along with Jetmaster. Obviously, that being a very expensive process and ran out of money. That's where we are currently. And yeah, Philips is still trying to pursue us, you know, in terms of paying them for legal costs, because our legal team, the team that we had, wasn't up to the job. And yeah, that's...
Did you lose? What happened to that case?
Well, in terms of the case, our legal team, it was thrown out because our team wasn't prepared, in essence, you know. Okay. It wasn't even heard in court, actually, because you know, and yeah.
Well, Philips, with the initial batch that you did, you said you received one delivery. Were they happy with the quality and everything? Were there any notes saying, guys, we don't like the standard of what you're doing? Any of that stuff?
Well, actually, what they were happy with the quality and what was actually taking place. They had put together a team with the guys at Jetmaster, ourselves, and Philips would meet basically once monthly.
Yeah.
To make sure that the quality was all right and everything was going okay. Obviously, there were teething issues here and there, but we were sorting them out on all sides, you know.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. And so where does that leave you now as a business owner?
Well, now as a business owner, obviously, you know, they're the former staff members that we used to work with who we are owing. We've been unable to pay them their lease agreements and... Yeah, basically, sure. In a very difficult position and quite disillusioned, you know.
These type of stories really infuriate me. I mean, obviously, we're going to try and get hold of Philips and Jetmaster as well, just to find out what in the world's happening here. But mm-hmm. on the face of what I hear at the moment, it's a scary story, though. I mean, we have a 3.2% contraction in GDP. We need to create jobs. But it looks like people are still fumbling. And anyway. But, okay, so what we're going to do, Dubisani, taking it forward, we can obviously touch base with Philips and Jetmaster, get that side of the story. But I do think that, you know, these type of experiences need to stop. You know, big businesses need to adhere to the agreements. And you've got a signed agreement with them to deliver over X amount of years.
Yes, we had a signed agreement. Our initial agreement was with a company called Retrolex. We were using a company called Retrolex, but we changed. We informed Philips. They had also changed from... Initially, it was Giflo to Jetmaster because there was an industrial action that took place.
And, okay.
So everyone was on board. We received payments and, you know, there were no issues.
Fair enough. I mean, okay, Dubisani, thank you for sharing the story with us this morning. That is Dubisani Tlakula, small business owner who is obviously under lots of financial strain after that particular deal broke down. I don't know, maybe you've got some comments on that.